You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach, filling in for Jane Matinair, who will be returning tomorrow. You can hear the hordes of millions screaming, yay, yay, finally. She'll be returning on Tuesday, tomorrow, but you got me in the big chair. And you also have sweet Calby on the boards. Calvin, how are you doing?
You know, not too bad, all things considered.
There you go. All right. And we also have today our special guest, our totally awesome co-host for the morning. She's here all 2 hours of Matinair on Air. Put your hands together for Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities, Miss Angela Lang.
Ooh, thanks for having me.
You got ovations. Before we go any further, just wanted to real quick here, as always, we do it. Average price of a gallon of regular milk in Wisconsin, $3.17. No change from Friday. Average price of a dozen eggs, $5.61. No change since Friday as well.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Day one, Angela. Day one.
Day what? Not one.
Day 70? I don't know.
Too many days.
Lots of luck. 10 weeks. Feels like 2.5 months. All right. Now we're in a couple things before we get started today. We got a packed show for you. We got Angela here for the whole show. We're gonna be talking about firing yet rehiring. We're gonna be talking about Brad Schimmel and Elon Musk bucks coming through again. But we also have at 10:30 very special guest, Wisconsin State Representative Darren Madison. He is rep of the 10th district, which is Milwaukee. He'll be here talking to us about what he's working on right now, including a town hall meeting. I know it's a scary term nowadays for representation for people who are elected officials, but he is having a town hall this evening, I believe, about criminal justice what was it again?
It was unlocking the justice system, I believe, but there's a panel that he's on with a bunch of folks happening this evening to talk about local legislation and criminal justice stuff.
Perfect. He will be joining us at 10:33 this morning, so do not miss that. Also, the break into spring, I like being like an old newsman, Angela. I have my pieces of paper here. Like, the break into spring text to win statewide contest started this morning at 7 a.m., and it will be continuing today at 11 a.m., This is a contest where you're going to have the Civic Media app. So if you don't have that app, go to your favorite, your favorite store of applications of choice. Get the Civic Media app. It is free. Then you can text us when we give you the word. And that word will be coming at the second hour, 11:06. We're going to kick off the second hour. We're going to get you acclimated for what we're going on. And then we'll give you that word. And when you get that word, you're going to text it through the app. You can't text it normally like a regular text to somebody else. Has to be through the app to participate. And we're going to be playing today for the 11 o'clock hour for $100 cash. But that's not the only kind of prize we're going to be giving away throughout the whole 2 weeks of this contest. You can enter in for a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. And I've seen those tickets. I've been to those games. Those are fun tickets. Or as we're doing for our 11 o'clock hour, $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress from Verlo Mattress as well. So, yes, download the Civic Media app and listen at 7, 11, 1, and 4 each day from now until April 4th for your chance to win or to text in the hourly keyword and enter to win this statewide contest. We're going to see engagement blow up today because when we put out that word at 11 o'clock, people recognize the hotness. I don't know. I have no idea. So we got other things we're going to be talking about. Let's start the morning with some news that is affecting Wisconsin, and that is you're rehired again. The Trump administration has fired a great many people, and the judges now have been coming into the courts saying, no, you can't do that. You're sidestepping processes. You're unconstitutional. And this is actually having an effect on Wisconsin people too, because of the 18,000 federal workers, of the individuals who are fired, 18,000 are federal workers here in Wisconsin. Close to 3,000 are probationary. And while I have personally never been in a situation, Angelo, where I've been fired and then rehired,
no,
this does either. Not. This is not a place you want to be at, because, as it says in the article, by the way, written by Madeline Heim, Natalie Eilbert, Mary Spacuzza, and Caitlin Loby, it basically says that now that federal judges from California and Maryland have ordered the Trump administration to rehire these employees, many are on certain footing returning to work, but are fearful for the future cuts or rehired but placed on administrative leave. So basically, they don't know where they stand.
And in limbo.
Yeah. And these folks just want to work.
Yeah. It's playing with people's livelihoods.
Yes.
Right? Like, I couldn't imagine, right? And especially knowing, you know, when you're about to get let go or fired, like, you can kind of be like, not like you saw it coming, but you understand maybe the things that led up to it, right? Performance, etc. But like this, it's been so sudden, and it seems so kind of just arbitrary. They're like taking literally a chainsaw, you know, Elon Musk taking a chainsaw to these various services and cutting jobs and letting people go. But not only is it just letting people go and those individuals now having to figure out how to make ends meet, but then when you are shaking up whole departments in these systems, that also affects the amount of care that folks can provide. And I think of folks at the VA. So it's like, you're not only letting individuals go and people that were working there now suddenly have to make ends meet, but now you have veterans whose like services are being cut because positions and people have been eliminated and all of that. And what I've heard too is trying to get back, you know, to order is also just going to take a while. It's very quick to let someone go, but to actually get things on the workload back to where it needs to be, people have said that they're set back years now at this point.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the VA, because I was going to mention that the employees that have been laid off in Wisconsin come from the Medical Centers for Veterans in Madison, in Milwaukee, and Toma, a U.S. Geological Survey Science Center in La Crosse, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Forest Service, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, a.k.a. NOAA. Those are all Wisconsin-based. They are all here in Wisconsin as well, and they're all being let go. And the thing you just said, too, is you have regardless of the two roads. So if you fire a bunch of people, then what happens is, and we've all seen this, and we've all been a part of this, where, you know, we've let go four people. Well, are we going to get raises or this? No, in fact, what's going to happen is you're going to take on their workload with no title bump, with no raise, with nothing at all. And you have to get productivity back to where we were on Friday when we let them go. Or you fire a bunch of people and then you rehire them and you have to onboard them all again. You have to go through all of the levels. And granted, if they were fired a month ago, they probably don't need new training, but there will probably be some mandatory training they have to go through.
Yeah, because it's a government job. Yeah. I'm sure.
And so to me, it just... We've been saying it, but he's also shown it at CPAC, you know, the big overcompensating chainsaw. This is not how you do things. You don't run a business like this. And you and personally too, you don't run the government like a business. You just don't. That's just not how it works. But there are a bunch of people out there who say, yeah, that just seems like a really good idea. No, it's not, because this is what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but eggs were supposed to be free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this, we're supposed to have free eggs. And, you know, the whole thing is like, we're making government more efficient. We're getting rid of waste. And it's like, you're cutting people's livelihoods, families, right? Probably summer vacations and trips that people are trying to pay for their families and all sorts of things that are being cut and that are now just being plucked out and now in this very chaotic mess. I'm not saying it's being breezed over, but it feels like it's being breezed over by the administration. Like, they're not talking about the human side of it. It's just
of course,
you know,
not.
It sucks. And it's disrespectful to the people. And these are some folks, you know, yes, there's a big chunk of folks that were on probationary status, but there are some folks that weren't on, you know, probation and have given significant time there. And it just suddenly let go. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're working on it. You know, we're trying to figure it out. But like, the administration has proven time and time again that they're just plucking people from normalcy into this very chaotic state, whether it's through immigration, through people losing their jobs or what have you. And it's, I think, very chaotic and I think very daunting to think about all at once.
I mean, yeah, if you want to run a government like a business, I think that's just a tagline anyways, first of all. I think that's just, you know, sure. That's something to make people feel happy about. They're like, oh, well, yeah, you know, Apple's a great business. Well, you know, let's take Apple, for example. When Apple does anything, do you know what they do before they make any sort of huge rollout? They do research. They talk to people. Mm-hmm. They do testing. They do focus groups. They do all the things you need to do before you make a huge change. And also, they're going to, and we talked to Dr. Lyerly about this last week, you come at it with the most precise scalpel you can to make the best and most efficient cuts. Nobody in this country, I believe, wants the government to be bloated and full of waste and full of spending and full of fraud. First of all, still waiting for those fraud cases to come down. Haven't seen any of them. But meanwhile, on the live stream, I'm being told that we need to spend. Yes, Greg, let's spend more than we take on. That's untrue. And I don't want to run the government like a charity. I want to run it efficiently. This is not efficiency. Because everything they're telling us so far has been taken back, has been mistakes, and there are real people's lives. So when you are flippant like this and say, well, let's just cut it, you do not care about these people's lives. Because those vacations you talked about, Angela, those vacations do what? Say it with me. Help with the economy. They invest in America. But instead, if they don't have jobs, they then have to go on unemployment insurance. They then have to possibly apply for Medicaid. Oh, that's right. You cut Medicaid. I don't know. I guess Doge is doing great work. Apparently, show me the receipts more than a Twitter account. That's what I would like. Show me actual receipts from real people who know what they're doing. Don't just fire people en masse and say, aren't we great?
And that's exactly what's happening. And then, you know, to bring a little bit of lightness, I guess, depending on how you think about it, I saw a clip over the weekend and it was posted multiple times. So I'm pretty sure it was real. It wasn't AI, but like Elon was at like a dinner and he was like balancing spoons and everyone is like, Elon, what are you doing? And it's like, it just looked like a child at like a grown-up function that like doesn't want to be there. So they start messing with the utensils.
Well, Well, it's once again something he didn't invent, but he's doing it. People are like, he's a genius. But we're going to keep the conversation going on the other side of the break. You can be part of the conversation by calling 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us. Leave a comment on the live stream. Matt and Air on Air, you're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation. We're returning tomorrow. And we got Cal B on the boards, and we got Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. Wow. Talking is hard sometimes on Mondays, Angela. And we were talking about before, the Trump administration getting, so the Trump administration has slashed a bunch of jobs through Doge, who, according to the live stream, Doge is doing great work, still waiting for the proof on that, but you go ahead and say words. Words can happen anytime you want. But federal judges, and we talked about this with Jim Santel last week, have been stepping up and actually protecting the Constitution, saying, no, you can't do these things. They are sidestepping processes. They are unconstitutional on their face, and you need to restore these individuals back to their jobs. Well, just after that story broke this morning about the Wisconsin from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about those in Wisconsin who are being fired and rehired, the Trump administration is going wants to go right to the Supreme Court to halt these judges' decisions because they're saying you don't have the power to do this. Well, last time I checked, federal judges have the power to uphold and protect the Constitution if they see it being threatened. And that's what they do. So I don't know. But also, this just broke. This just came across my phone, Angela. Trump says any country buying Venezuelan oil will face a 25% tariff. You need a moment?
What is with him in these tariffs? And everyone is saying these are terrible ideas. You have, you know, Justin Trudeau. You have everyone saying that these are bad ideas. And he's just like, let's just roll with it. I feel like this whole administration is just run on vibes.
Well, you know what? You're not wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all. Because,
and I don't say that in a good way. It's not to minimize the terrible harm and impact. I don't say that flippantly, right? Yeah. But like, they're pushing more, you know, unconventional standards and pushing our society in ways that haven't really been stretched in a long time.
Well, I don't think you're wrong. I think this whole existence in the political realm since the golden escalator of 2015 has been vibes, has been setting off the mood of certain individuals who feel left out or looked over. And you know what? Those individuals have a legitimate gripe to a certain extent. And we can talk all day long about how some of them weren't listened to and they were told certain things and they got angry. And I get that. And I would love to have a conversation with those individuals. But the vibe now is, and it happens almost every time because we've seen it back and forth with the tariffs, is I'm going to put a tariff on Canada and China. Last second, we're going to hold off for a month. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a tariff on Canada. Let's wait a month. It's everything he can do, everything the Trump brand, as far as politics can go, to appease to his base, to appease to his fans, and to make them like him. And they always love him, regardless. They always love him. But the moment it comes to actually doing the work and seeing that it could cause harm or the long run outcome, which, by the way, we've Dr. Lyerly and I talked about this last week as well. These tariffs are going to have a really horrible effect on Wisconsin specifically.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see backlash of that. So he sees the long term. Oh, they might not like me in the long term. So let's just hold back. And I personally think he loves it when these judges strike down because he can say, I tried.
Exactly.
I tried. And those activist judges didn't let me have my way. They don't love America. So I'm going to talk to my four friends at the court, the highest court, and see if that Roberts guy will help out me.
It's a classic playbook that he does all the time. And, you know, I'm thinking about how there's like no accountability as well, you know, as you keep saying, like, show us the receipts.
Yeah.
You know, eggs were basically supposed to be free. Things were supposed to be good on day one. And like, they're not, right? And this is like objectively true, whether it has touched your life or not yet. It is going to at some point.
Yep.
And the fact that you don't have, you know, I'm not even going to call them, you know, these glorified YouTube live streamers on Fox because they're not journalists. Like, why are we not calling the question on this? Like, why are we saying like, hey, you know, you say you're going to do these things on day one. Do you think that that was a big promise? Do you think you oversold that? Like, this isn't a debate. Like, things are rough right now. And the fact that there's no accountability is also how we got here. Mm-hmm. This is like unchecked power to the extreme.
Yeah. I don't think that, major networks want to have that talk because those major networks are owned by corporations and they're held by shareholders, and those shareholders like their money. And while I disagree with it, I understand it. I enjoy money as well, but it's up to us and up to you listening right now to share your knowledge and talk about how this makes you, all those individuals who call us up, and you can call us up and talk to us, whatever you want about it, whether you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
But bring something to the conversation if you disagree. That's all I ask. It's up to us to share what we know. And we have things like the April 1st election coming up, which is very, very important. I know we say it's the most important. I won't call it the most important. I'll just say it's one in a many very important elections we've had in the past few years. The U.S. We have the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is trying to be won by a billionaire. And we have – and that billionaire, by the way, is Elon Musk. And we have a – Department of Public Instruction, who someone who has never held a teaching license in Wisconsin wants to bring a full-throated support of private, I'm sorry, not private, charter and school vouchers to Wisconsin as well, which is just supporting two school systems and does not have a sustainable model in mind.
Your priority as DPI should be public schools, hard stop, period.
Yep. And we will be talking more and more about, we'll be talking about Brad Schimmel in the second hour, but if you have any questions on what's going on with your ballot, what's going on where you vote, you're going to go to myvote.wi.gov for more information on that. You can find your ballot, where you vote, who's representing you, and whether or not you are registered.
And a referendum question as well on there, and your polling place.
Exactly. Very, very good place to go, myvote.wi.gov. When we come back, State Representative Darren Madison will be joining us to talk about his town hall. He's holding the town hall, and you can show up and you can talk to him. He's not afraid.
Nope.
All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air with Angela Lang as my co-host today. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Hey, Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap. He a freak, throat, man down. Call like Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nella new to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these Jabroni air? Trying to see Compton.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation until tomorrow. Oh, thank you. Now my camera's on. All right. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who will be returning on Tuesday. Tomorrow, we have Sweet Cal B behind the boards. We've got Angela Lang as my guest co-host for the day. We have Kendrick Lamar as the bumper because you can never stop listening to that song. I can't stop listening to that song. And also, we spoke about it before, but it is the election coming up a week from tomorrow. Be a voter. Make a plan. Get out there. Find friends. Talk to your friends. Share what you know. Myvote.wi.gov for all the information you need to do that.
Block is going to early vote as a team tomorrow at the Midtown location, or the Capitol Drive location. I should stop calling it Midtown.
Angela Lang, what is Block? Tell us more about that.
Block stands for Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, and we are a year-round civic engagement organization. So we will still be knocking doors post-April to talk to the community and educate and get folks involved in local actions that are happening. And we have a team of ambassadors who are basically canvassers on steroids who are knocking and engaging the community all year long through our things like community meetings and community cleanups and various events we have throughout the year.
Excellent. Awesome. So myvote.wi.gov, you can go. I will have the link to Block on the show notes for today as well. If you want to be helping out, if you want to help out with that group as well. I mean, we need you to get out there. We need you to talk to your friends. This is it's not a sexy election, friends. This is a spring election, but there's a lot on the ballot that's important to everyone here in the state, and it affects everyone. So myvote.wi.gov. Angela, you have a guest with you today. Tell us about our new friend.
Yeah, so State Representative Darren Madison, that's the only time I'll call him State Rep, because he is like honestly a little brother to me. And it's one of those scenarios where like the student becomes the teacher. And I am so proud of the work that he's done and how he continues to engage as an elected official. And side note, I saw a post the other day from former state rep David Bowen and a picture of you all from like 13 years ago. And I was doing the math on it and I was like, yeah, no, we've known Darren for quite some time, who's like a little brother that we feel we've been able to kind of watch grow up. So when thinking of like guests and whatnot, I had just run across a post about how Darren is going to be participating in a town hall this evening. And I thought it would be a really good opportunity to talk about that and to talk about his work as well. So let's start with the town hall tonight, what it's about, what are your goals, what are you hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's twofold, right? One, we finally got an audit of the county jail, which advocates have been trying to get done for years, as folks have died in our local prisons. One person for every year over the past 12 years. And a lot of these deaths are preventable. Folks are trying to get a sense of, you know, based off our already bloated sheriff's budget and other efforts, how are we actually ensuring that folks who are going through rehabilitation in our prison system are actually kept safe and actually having the opportunity to return to their communities? And then two, I'm in the space to specifically talk about what's been happening at the state as it relates to the criminal legal system. You know, we just had these 7 bills that just passed through the legislature that increase criminal penalties and increase the reach of our criminal legal system in ways that don't actually keep folks safe. We already are 5,000 people over capacity in our state prison system, and this will add to that number and make court cases harder.
Well then, so quite a few things happening. Appreciate you being able to break some of that down too. And one of the follow-ups I was going to say is like, what? How does this connect to the legislature? And you broke that down very, very easily. Can you talk a little bit, you know, and say whatever you would like? I'm not trying to put you in a weird position, but I do know a few weeks ago that the sheriff held also a similar type of town hall. And there's been a lot of organizations and activists, myself included, who either weren't able to go or, you know, had said, you know, this time is not accessible, and asked the sheriff to kind of change to a different time. And so why did you feel like it was important to have this kind of town hall, you know, just a few weeks after the original one?
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't have the luxury of being at that town hall either. Mm-hmm. Often people love to host town halls at times that are inaccessible to community. You know, and this is another example of that. Not our town hall, the other one. is another example of that, where, you know, it's often at a time where folks are still at work, often very short notice, and, you know, doesn't provide enough opportunities for community members to voice their thoughts and opinions. Our county sheriffs have not hosted town halls in years, and this is before our current county sheriff. I do appreciate that she hosted a town hall. People have been making that request for a long time now. I don't appreciate that it was only one, and that it only, you know, again, it was at a time that was inaccessible. How that relates to this town hall is because our county sheriffs are responsible for one of our jails, and we, you know, we've been asking them to do an audit as well of their own budget as it continues to put the county in a bad position financially, and then also because, again, every time someone dies in one of these facilities, the sheriff doesn't give a real explanation to what's happening and what could have prevented it and how they will change their practices and procedures to ensure folks are safe. What folks want in community is transparency. What folks want in community is reassurance that no matter what, you know, what someone does, when they commit a crime, it should not be a death sentence. It should be accountability.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
This is not a smarmy comment, but I feel like right now in politics, and in the face of DOGE and now the newly formed, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, GOAT out of Madison, they're all about audit. They're all about efficiency. They're all about, but yet here you come with a request. Hey, we need an audit of your department, and you're getting pushback. It's a, you know, all good for thee, but not for me type of situation.
Yeah. Oh, legit. I don't even like talking about GOAT.
You don't have to either. I'm sorry I said it. I didn't like saying it either.
I'm not on that committee. But I heard Shay Sorwell talking about how he got pins for all of the members on that committee. He also, you know, submitted this audit without even, you know, consulting all members on that committee for municipalities and counties to tell folks how they're, you know, how they're implementing DEI programs. Mm. Like, if you want to talk about efficiencies, look at what some of the state departments, we should not be hampering local control in that way. I trust local leaders to handle local government. And it's our responsibility as legislators to be looking at efficiencies in our own state government. And there are things that can be fixed, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean just simply eliminating programs and initiatives, which that's what DOGE is doing at the federal level. And I hope GOAT doesn't function in that same trend.
If you're just tuning in, you are joining us on Matt and Aaron Air with our guest, Darren Mattson, who is the representative for the 10th Assembly District of Milwaukee. And we're just talking about a town hall meeting that will be held tonight. And it seems, Darren, you are not afraid of town halls, which is great. A lot of other elected officials seem to be nervous about holding town halls. But it's good to see someone who is voted in by the people who says, you know what, let's talk to the people because that's who we work for. Something you just mentioned, though, about the whole efficiency thing is the GOP has long since, as long as I was a little kid, and I'm old, was the party of, you know, less control, less government. Keep your hands off the local people because they can do it best. We don't need more government. And here is Mattson coming in saying, but you need our help. We need to... You're not doing it the way we like it. So we're going to step in and we're going to exert some control, even though we hate government, we're going to govern over various municipalities and counties. It's just, that's an observation. I don't, you know, what do I know? I just have a political science degree.
I mean, you know, you're spitting, Greg. I mean, honestly, constantly, you know, where you find often throughout the session and last session, when bills like these have come up, the common argument that we use on my side of the aisle is that these bills usurp local control. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all elected by the people, and we have responsibilities, right? Like, it is not the role of state government to be local government or county government, right? Mm-hmm. Or school boards, right? And we are consistently overreaching by setting mandates, by not actually giving local municipalities, counties, and school boards the resources that they need to be effective. And then when something wrong happens, we point the finger and we say, oh, you know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you provide busing for all the students? Why didn't you ensure there was no lead and water in our schools? Why didn't you ensure there's, you know, public safety measures in our communities, while we're also not giving, you know, we're not giving any of these local bodies the resources that they need to be effective.
Yeah.
The GOP loves to talk about how they're about small government and about, you know, being about, you know, efficiencies in a lot of ways. As a socialist, I often talk about how I'm about efficient government, mm. right? We have programs and we have models that we want to implement. We should be staffing those things to some sufficient standard, right? But we're not doing that.
Yeah,
we're not doing that. And then we say, look, this is how you know. Our government is failing us instead mm-hmm. of pointing the finger where it should be pointed, which is often at the legislature.
I mean, it's. I mean, I, once again, I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying, and we're going to keep the conversation going on the other side of the break because I want to talk about some things you just brought up, which were, you know, there's money sitting in the general in the funds that are going to be that can fund clean water initiatives and school initiatives and things like that, and while the important work of the government, things like access to healthcare and affordable childcare, is going unnoticed. We're talking about enshrining voter ID into the Constitution. I want to talk more about some of the more important issues that you have to deal with there. And when we come back on the other side of the break, but you are listening to Matt and Air on Air. Our guest right now is Representative Darren Madison from the 10th District here in Wisconsin. I've got my co-host Angela Lang here the entire show and Calvin behind the boards. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby, help you get your lingo up. What 21, get your far street cred. Thug, make you feel like you a slime in your head. Like what Quavo said, you can be from Northside. What 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan here. Freaky, freaky, yeah, denying God. Freaky, freaky, yeah, denying God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky, freaky, yeah, denying God. Freaky, 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 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
Let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V ho.
O-V.
Say O-V ho.
O-V.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. Sitting in the big chair for Jane, who will be returning tomorrow from her well-deserved vacation. Also got sweet Kelby, Calvin Tini behind the boards. We also have, as our guest co-host, the entire show this morning, Miss Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. And she brought a friend, a new friend of the show, Representative Darren Madison, the state representative of the 10th District of Wisconsin, which is Milwaukee. And we've been talking about a town hall that he will be holding tonight, as well as just some of the fun work that's being done in Madison. some of the frustrations, you know. If you missed the show today, if you can't listen to us live, that's fine. We're okay with that. We understand you have lives. But you can always catch up with the show as a podcast. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go and download Matt and Air on Air as a podcast. There's 2 episodes a day for each hour. Or you can go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice. You can subscribe to the show, and we get you 2 new episodes every single day. And on top of that, this shouldn't be a thing, which is happening at 11:50 today. It's absolutely a third piece of the puzzle you need to get a third podcast from Matt and Air on Air. We just don't want to stop giving you content, Angela. We want to give content to the people because they
love it. It's what they want.
Did they demand it? I don't know if they demanded it, but we are certainly happy to provide it. But yeah, go to civicmedia.us/shows for more information on finding these shows as a podcast for your device. We're back talking to, I was told to call him Darren from this point because he does not like being called Representative Madison. Although,
man of the people.
I mean, man of the people, Darren Madison. You were talking earlier in the previous segment about, you know, the fact that we have now a Republican. We've had one for a while, but now they're on the whole Doge bandwagon with their own goat. Which, come on, dude. They want to identify these things they believe are very important problems to address here in Wisconsin. And I've seen the polling. You've seen the polling. We know what people care about. They care about quality water, quality education. They care about child care for their kids. They want to make sure that Wisconsin is the best state. I mean, for some, it's about legalization of marijuana. For some, it's about access to abortion. But it seems like every time we talk about any of these issues, here comes Robin Voss with his friends saying, hey, you guys, you know what we need to do? voter ID isn't a problem, but we need to turn it into one. So let's enshrine it in the Constitution, even though there's a law in the book says you can't vote without an ID. And also, by the way, there is zero case for voter fraud. And just go to the Brennan Center for Justice. They've published literally like 6 reports on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you, I guess, Darren, I guess the comical question is, how do you keep sane? But the real question is, how do you get the work done that you need to get done for your constituents in your district and make them realize these are priority concerns?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the voter ID bill that'll be on your ballot as a constitutional amendment April 1st was literally the first bill we had to deal with this session. Even though folks, you know, like you said, on doors, right? The only conversations when I went around the state that folks talked about was housing inequities, access to food, right, and the price of groceries, medical issues, especially in the western part of the state, right, where you are dealing with the huge amount of hospital closures, and medical care gaps, right? You have folks who literally have to, you know, if they go into labor, they have to drive 3 hours to get to the nearest hospital, which is dangerous. And, you know, we've introduced bills that can help fill these gaps. None of these bills have gotten a hearing. The only bills that we've heard is voter ID, cell phones in schools, right? These 7 criminal penalties enhancer, several criminal penalty enhancer bills that we just have to deal with, which I will remind you, do nothing to keep people safe.
Right.
Right. Like when folks commit a crime, they don't say, oh, you know, it's a class H felony. So, you know, I'm not going to do this. Right.
Yeah.
folks don't study law like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, it costs you as taxpayers literally hundreds and thousands of dollars to house these people for long, more and more years as we raise penalties. And then, you know, we're also dealing with crazy audits like we talked about with GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my colleagues all the time on both sides of the aisle as, you know, my office continues to draft bills. Like cannabis legalization, like hemp regulation, as we are dealing with THC drinks that literally can be sold to anyone, and things like our healthcare, right, and lowering the cost of prescriptions and things in that realm. And you know, when I talk to my colleagues across the aisle, they'll say, "Oh yeah, I really like this bill. If it gets to the floor, yeah, I'd totally vote for it."
Yeah.
But they're not doing the work to help me get it to the floor. Unless it's like, you know, I've gotten a few bills that have gotten Republican support before, and have gotten them this session, like my parking bill, I say is a public safety bill, right? Because we should be able to trust parking structures that we go into.
Yeah.
And right now they aren't required to be inspected at all post-construction, but that's a whole series of things that we're working on, but it's just
Well, Darren, I don't mean to cut you off. We're going to come up against a hard break, but I want to invite you back to the show again to talk about what you're doing, because we want to listen to all the representatives, and the information on the town hall will be in the show notes for tonight if you want to attend. Darren Madison, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being our guest today. Please come back, talk about the work you are doing. We are going to be taking a short break. When we come back, there's going to be the news, and then we're going to give you that text to win keyword. Don't go anywhere. Matt and Aaron on air on the Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.